she saw another small imperfection in the turtle's beak. Not a scratch, but a crack. "It's old," she whispered aloud. "So old." "Yes," Mia whispered back. Holding it made Susanna feel incredibly good. It made her feel safe somehow. "See the turtle," she thought. "See the turtle of enormous girth. On his shell he holds the earth." Was that how it went? She thought it was at least close. And of course, that was the beam they had been following to the tower. The bear at one end, Shardik, the turtle at the other, Maturin. She looked from the tiny totem she'd found in the lining of the bag to the one beside the fountain. Barring the difference in materials, the one beside her bench was made of dark metal with brighter coppery glints. They were exactly the same, right down to the scratch on the shell and the tiny wedge-shaped break in the beak. For a moment her breath stopped, and her heart seemed to stop also. She went along from moment to moment through this adventure, sometimes even from day to day, without thinking much but simply driven by events and what Roland insisted was Ka. Then something like this would happen, and she would for a moment glimpse a far bigger picture, one that immobilized her with awe and wonder. She sensed forces beyond her ability to comprehend. Some, like the ball in the Ghostwood box, were evil. But this... "Wow," someone said, almost sighed. She looked up and saw a businessman, a very successful one from the look of his suit, standing there by the bench. He'd been cutting through the park, probably on his way to some place as important as he was, some sort of meeting or a conference, maybe even at the United Nations, which was close by, unless that had changed too. Now, however, he had come to a dead stop. His expensive briefcase dangled from his right hand. His eyes were large and fixed on the turtle in Susanna Mia's hand. On his face was a large and rather dopey grin. "Put it away," Mia cried, alarmed. "He'll steal it."
"Like to see him try," Detta Walker replied.
Her voice was relaxed and rather amused. The sun was out, and she, all parts of she, suddenly realized that all else aside, this day was beautiful. And precious. And gorgeous.
"Precious and beautiful and gorgeous,"
said the businessman, or perhaps he was a diplomat, who had forgotten all about his business. Was it the day he was talking about, or the Scrimshaw turtle?
"It's both," Susanna thought.
And suddenly she thought she understood this. Jake would have understood too, no one better. She laughed. Inside her, Detta and Mia also laughed, Mia a bit against her will. And the businessman, or diplomat, he laughed too.
"Yeah, it's bod," the businessman said.
In his faint Scandinavian accent, both came out bod.
"What a lovely thing you have."
Yes, it was lovely, a lovely little treasure. And once upon a time, not so long ago, Jake Chambers had found something queerly similar. In Calvin Towers' bookshop, Jake had bought a book called Charlie the Choo-Choo by Beryl Evans. Why? Because it had called to him.